clear about what happened, but we think it's only fair that we share the information with the rest of the community. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢，这个会议呢， 其实他想就是解释给所有的家长听有关于那个教室关闭的， 然后呢， 然后他也会详细的跟家长说呢， 教育局呢， 怎么样去启动这些关闭这些教室的。然后呢，我们有跟那些关闭教室那些家长已经开过会了，可是呢，我们觉得呢，所有其他的家长呢，都应该知道教育局呢是怎么样去，就是去解答这些，去帮助怎么样去解答这些问题啊。
Okay, so as we always do, please, as I'm talking, feel free to write any questions into the chat and we will answer them. I don't want anybody worried. We're going to try to be as clear as possible.
Okay, 校长说呢, 如果你有任何问题的话呢, 请你在那个, 留言方案那里呢留言, 我们不想任何一位家长呢, 就是不清楚在学校发生什么事情的。
Well, first of all, I guess you all know that we are closed tomorrow. So let me share that very important news. We are closed tomorrow. Even the school foods that distribute meals on Orchard Street, they will be closed.
Okay, 校长想说呢，就是明天呢，基于那个天气的关系呢，所以明天学校的那个大楼会关。 而且呢，那些呢，就是专门呢去给家长们准备那些餐点，那个呢也不会开的。
Okay, so I'm going to give everybody one more minute, 6:05. You know, this everybody's trying to get home. Again, I have Ms. Lipsky letting everybody in, and she's Lipsky, you want to raise your hand? Yeah. Then I have Ms. Chen. She will do the Mandarin translation, Ms. Chen. Wait, her say hello. Hi. I have Ms. Rowena Lee with the pizza. No, the cookie. She is recording and she will do Spanish translation if necessary. I am going to get started. I don't think anybody else is going to join at this point. As you know, we have three classrooms closed because of positive COVID cases,
201, 202, 203。回来。Okay，我们学校里面呢，你知道呢，我们学校有三个教室呢，关闭的。Okay，因为呢，我们在那三个教室里面呢，有反阳性的信息冠状病毒的测验结果回来了。201。
We had our PTA board meeting and they had some really good questions that families have asked them. So for clarity, it's three classrooms that are closed, but we only have two cases.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，他们今天早上呢跟我们学校的家教会成员呢开过会，他们有非常好的问题。然后呢，我们想跟你们讲呢，就是我们有两单是反阳性的新型冠状病毒的测验，然后有三个教室关闭。So
I you know, I have to thank the PTA because, you know, they're in constant contact with, you know, whoever has questions. So that was really helpful for me because I keep talking about three classrooms, but realistically, it is just two cases.
Okay, 校长说呢，这些就是我们的家教会的成员呢，他们有一些很好的问题，然后他们让校长知道说呢，他虽然一直强调说有三个教室关闭，其实我们只有两单是反阳性的新型冠状病毒的测验。
Okay, So we have two cases, three classrooms closed. What determines a closing? So as you all know, we have testing every week now. 回零。
OK， 然后呢，我们现在有两个呢是反阳性的新型冠状病毒的案例，然后呢三个教室关闭，然后呢教育局到底是按照什么就是规律呢，是来就是是来去决定呢那个教室会不会关闭的
？OK， I will tell you the random testing nurses are very professional and very kind. They know how to work with children.
Okay, 然后我们呢是每次呢都会有一些就是随机的那个新型冠状病毒的测验，是每个星期都会有一些护士呢进来我们学校的，然后这些护士呢是非常的好，他们呢也知道怎么样去跟小朋友接触，这样子他们可以更好拿到他们的那个样品。
Okay, the adults in the building are tested.
我们学校里面所有的工作人员，包括大人呢，也接受这个测验。
So the most recent random COVID testing, everybody was negative.
Okay, 最近的这一个测验呢，是每一个人测验的人呢，全部都是反阴性的，就是没有新型冠状病毒。
So if there is a positive case that they discover through random testing.They will notify me and they will immediately start an investigation and they will determine whether a classroom is closed or whether the classroom is closed or whether the school is closed.
Okay, 然后呢在这些随机测验的时候呢，如果他们发现任何的一个人的测验的样本呢回来的时候是反阳性的话呢，他们会第一通知校长，第二呢，他们会进行调查，然后调查的结果呢，就会告诉我们，我们是要把教室关闭还是把学校关闭。
So, in the PS42 situation, it is closed because of close proximity, and they determined that everybody that might be affected by it.Was contained to that those three classrooms.
Okay, 然后呢，在我们学校呢，这一个情况呢，其实呢，我们关闭教室是因为我们那些人呢，他们是没有呢，就是有那个社交的隔，没有社交的隔离，然后他们呢很靠近。Okay.
Okay. So, what determines contact with someone positive? These are the metrics that they use.More than 10 minutes contact and closer than 6 feet. Ms. Lipsky?
Five feet.
I'm so sorry. So close contact would be more than 10 minutes together throughout the period of the day and closer than 5 feet.
OK， 校长说呢，那他们是拿什么来定义的？然后近距离的定义呢，就是他们呢要在一个同一个地方呢是多过十分钟的，而且呢他们呢的社交的距离呢是没有，就是短过五尺。
So another question asked by the PTA as well, and by a pre-K family. Very good question.I definitely didn't think of it. 10 minutes exposure with or without a mask. The exposure is with everybody that's masked. Like at no point was anybody unmasked. All the children are masked.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，这个十分钟当中呢，有一个家长问一个问题是说，那这些人呢，在十分钟里面呢，近距离的时候呢，他们是有还是没有戴口罩的？然后校长说呢，是每一个十分钟的近距离呢，其实是每个人都有戴口罩。
Okay, and in many of these places, when they close, school classrooms or school buildings.It doesn't mean that it's been spread. They do it as a precautionary measure to prevent spreading the disease.
Well, okay, 然后 然后校长说呢，他们就是说，教育局他们决定把那个教室关掉或者学校关掉呢，其实是就是他们想。I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. OK, 他们想呢，就是安全起为了安全起见，预防那些病毒扩散，他们必须要把这些教室关起来，然后进行消毒。
So, another question brought up by the board, from the families is, well, why don't they shut the school down and do a deep cleaning? Huiling.
OK, 然后呢另外一个问题呢他们提问的呢就是为什么他们没有把整个学校呢全部都关闭然后呢进行呢就是消毒大扫除的消毒。
OK, so I want you all to know that every day when the building is empty, and this is why we, as of 2 o'clock, all children must be out of the building, by 3 o'clock, all adults are out of the building,because they do deep cleaning every night. So what you might not be, okay, I'll let you do that, okay, Huiling, sorry.
Okay, 然后呢就是校长说呢我们想让你知道呢是我们学校里面呢是每一天我们学校里面呢都会进行大扫除跟进行就是消毒的。所以呢为什么两点钟呢小朋友呢必须要马上的离开而且三点钟呢我们的工作人员全部都要走就是因为他们需要那么长久的时间呢来进行消毒跟大扫除。
So, this is what happens in the building from morning until actually when Ms. Lipsky leaves. She actually leaves later than I do. The minute everybody comes in, the cleaners go around withdisinfecting wipes and they wipe all doorknobs on the entrances, the stairwell, the rails going up, everything that's used for arrival in the building.
Okay, 然后每天早上呢学校开门的时候呢我们学校的清理的工作人员呢他们都会手拿一个那个消毒的湿纸液然后呢他们去每次都会去消毒那些小朋友碰过的那些地方例如那个门的那个抓手开门的那个东西啊或者是楼梯上面不是有那个管管给他们拿着去走上去那些全部都会进行消毒的。
The bathroom is repeatedly cleaned.
厕所呢也会进行的就是每当有人用完的时候都会有人进去消毒的。
This is throughout the day.
一整天都会有人进去消毒的。
Okay, the teachers all have wipes in their room. So let's say if your child forgets an iPad and we give them one from the building, iPads are wiped down, given to the child, and when the child's done, is wiped down and put intothe locker where they locked away.
Okay, 好像每一个教室里面老师呢他们都有这些消毒的那个湿巾然后呢如果你的小朋友呢忘记带他们的 iPad 呢而且需要我们在学校给他一个呢我们给他之前呢那个 iPad 呢也会进行消毒的就是我们会拿这个湿巾呢去第一清理了才给你的小朋友然后呢我们拿回来之前也会清理就是消毒了以后呢才会再放起来的。
Okay, their lunch is delivered to the floors. Each floor has a selection of food. Each lunch packet is packed individually. Right now they have hot lunch and today was really good. It was little chicken nuggets, mashed potato and beans. I had one, it was really good. Even the hot lunch is bagged.The children take what they want and they unbag it by the table.
Okay, 然后呢有关于午餐的话呢午餐呢是每天到午餐的时间呢都会送上去他们在几楼就送上去那几楼里面然后呢每一个午餐呢都会就是单独的包装所以呢你的小朋友拿了就走然后现在呢他们基于呢是给小朋友吃乐食所以呢就算是乐食也是单独的包装的所以你不需要担心然后今天吃的就是鸡粒今天的午餐还蛮丰富的他们说今天吃鸡粒。
Okay, at the end of the day, usually by evening, because Ms. Lipsky and I stay a little bit later, they start cleaning from fifth floor down. One specific cleaner has been trained to use this machine. that they attach to their back, just like the Ghostbusters, and they literally walk into a room and spray down every inch. Your child's supply is left open so that it can be disinfected also. Their soccer balls are disinfected. Everything is disinfected.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，每当在傍晚的时候呢，我们那些清洁的那些工作人员呢，他们呢就会，就是背上一个好像一个背包一样的，然后里面呢其实是那些消毒的机器，其实是消毒的机器，他们拿来呢去每一间房间呢都会喷洗那些那个房间里面所有的东西的。你的小朋友所用的那些材料呢也会被打开，然后呢他们也会喷那些喷雾器的时候呢也会帮你的小孩子呢进行所有的清理跟消毒的，不管是他们所用的材料或者是他们玩的那个足球都会经过都会经过消毒的。
Okay, so so the process is garbage is empty, floor is swept, room is sprayed, and it is locked. No one's allowed to enter the room once it's sprayed.
Okay, 然后呢他们呢要按照他们的规律，他们的规律就是把垃圾清理了，对不对？然后呢把教室把地下给拖了，然后呢把所有的东西呢都消毒完了以后呢，那个门就会关起来，就会锁起来了。锁起来了以后呢，是没有一个人呢可以再进去那个教室里面的。
Sorry, I had to tell my kids to feed the dogs. So I think that's all on my part. What would really be helpful is if I start answering some of the questions. And as I go along answering the questions, I can talk more about the closure. Question number one from Max's daddy, when can affected classrooms safely reopen? The situation room, which is the DOE track and trace, they determine, and it's 14 days. Am I right, Ms. Lipsky? So for the pre-K classrooms, it will be December 22nd. We welcome all pre-K students back in. And for room 201, it's December 25th. So we won't see kindergarten 201 until January after the start of the new year. Hui Ling.
OK, 这个家长说，校长说呢，他现在呢会解答你们所有的问题，所以呢可能在解答的问题的时候他会跟你分享更多的资讯。所以第一个问题就是说，这个家长想知道呢，那些被就是关闭的那些教室呢几时可以安全的重开。然后呢校长说呢我们呢所有的关闭教室呢都必须通过那个情况室，就是教育局的追踪部门来决定什么时候重开的。然后呢教育局他的追踪部门就是情况室呢，他们告诉我们呢必须要等14天以后才可以安全重开这个教室。然后呢就是学前班的小朋友呢是12月22号那一天呢就可以重新回来上学了。然后呢 ,201 教室里面的小朋友呢，他们重开的日子，他们的教室重开的日期呢是12月25号。所以呢我们应该是在第一天1月份第一天上学的时候，我们可以重新再开那个教室。
Okay, Huilin, can you read Cody Dong's mommy's question?
So, how come it's not, okay, Cody Dong's mom wants to ask, why isn't everybody being tested?
Because they do only 20% of the school, but in many cases, they do way over 20%. In our case, they probably do like 70%, Ms. Lipsky, or 80%.
Yes, they try to use up the rest of the vials. It really depends on how much they have, but minimum is 20% to be fair to everyone.
Yeah, but realistically, we've been quite fortunate. We've done 80 to 90% of the students and probably all the staff members.
Okay.
Lily.
Cody 的妈妈问为什么每次不是所有的人呢 都会接受测验的。然后呢，教育局的规定呢，这些随机的测验呢，其实只需要测验20%个人而已。然后呢，他们来我们教室的时候呢，来我们学校的时候，其实他们测验我们学校的人员呢，是测验到80%到90%的。然后呢，因为呢，他们必须要公平对待所有的学校，他们去的那些学校。他们呢，通常呢来我们学校的时候呢，都会尽量用完他们所剩余的那一些测验的那些仪器的。所以，我们学生呢有80%呢到90%呢是有测验的。然后每一个大人，每一个工作人员呢，他们都是会有被测验的。
OK. My youngest son. OK.What determines school closure? A positive COVID case determines school closure. Huiling?
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说要基于什么情况下呢，才会有那个学校关闭的？然后呢，校长说呢，我们只要有 only one positive case?
No. What determines school closure is a positive case.
Okay,
any positive case.Oh, well, okay. I got what he's saying.
Yeah.
Classroom, okay. When a school is closed, and this is common knowledge. Okay, when a school is closed, that means there are two cases, but they're not related. And it's like two cases that are totally unrelated. They have to close the school.
然后呢，这位家长问呢，是说按照什么情况下呢，对不对？学校会关闭。然后呢，校长说呢，如果有两桩的那个阳性的新型冠状病毒测验出来，有两桩完全是没有任何的连接呢，没有任何的连接，没有任何的没有任何的连接跟原因的话呢？只要有两单是反阳性的新型冠状病毒测验检测出来呢，学校就会关闭了。
So I'm going to make an example. A school has a case, and it's a positive case that affected a first grade class, a positive case that affected a fifth grade class, and for some reason there's no relationship, so it's pretty wide. Like they can't determine that it's contained in an area, they have to shut the school down.
OK, 校长现在给你一个例子，就是说呢，好像一个学校里面呢，有一个一年，就是一年级里面有一个反阳性的结果，而且有一个五年级反阳性的结果，而且这些反阳性的那些人呢，他们都没有任何的关系，没有任何的连接的话呢，学校就会被关闭了。
So let's say you have three positive cases and it's all in one classroom.And there is nothing else in the school, and through investigation, they determined that it was only in that classroom. That classroom will be shut and not the school.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果呢，我们有，就是说，如果在这个，就是说，有三个反阳性的新型冠状病毒的检测出来。然后呢，这三个新型冠状病毒的人呢，全部都在同一个教室里面，而且呢，他们呢就进行过调查以后呢，他们觉得呢是完全是有关系、有关联的呢，他们就只会把那个教室给关闭。
If so, what is that number? If it's one positive case, they investigate, and whatever they determine, there'll be a closure. Like there's no getting away with it.All it takes is one positive case. If one positive case will usually result in that, you know, one classroom, two cases that they can find out is like contained in one class, that would be at one classroom. If it's two cases and it's no relation and it's like different grades, even different classes on the grade, and they can't figure out, like the investigation revealed that it's pretty like widespread, the school's closed.
OK, 然后呢，这个家长问呢，到底要有几个反阳性的结果？ 才会关闭学校，然后呢，只需要一个反阳性的结果呢，就会影响到就会有关闭，然后到底关闭什么东西呢，就会要进行他们教育局的调查，他们的情况是会调查，然后如果那一些反阳性的那些例子呢是完全无关的话呢，完全有关系的话，而且是同一个教室里面的话，他们就会关教室。如果是有两个反阳性的，完全没有任何的关联或者是连接的话呢，他们就会把学校给关掉。
Okay, I hope that answers Lily's question, Max's daddy's question. It's really complicated. Every time we're hit with news, it takes Ms. Lipsky and I a really long time and many phone calls to understand actually what's happening before we even share it. Nicholas's mommy, thank you so much. I can honestly tell you that everybody that was affected is all doing well. And they're all ready to come back. But we can't let them in yet.
Okay.然后呢，这个家长想问呢，说那些反阳性的那一些人就是那些人呢，他们呢情况怎么样？他们现在还好吗？然后他希望呢，他们可以尽量的就是恢复。然后校长说呢，就是那些检验出来的有反阳性的那些结果，那些人呢，他们呢现在呢就是。健康状况非常的良好，他们呢已经可以回来了，可是呢我们必须要等到那个就是14天过后他们才可以回来，不过谢谢你这么关心的问他们的情况。
Okay, next question, good question. When time comes for kids to be vaccinated, will be done to school? I do not believe it will be done to school. It will probably be done to the pediatricians.
OK, 这个家长问呢说如果有那个就是疫苗出来的时候呢，疫苗是不是会从学校里面呢发放给学生的，然后呢校长说呢，这些疫苗呢其实你要学校是不会有任何的供应的，这些疫苗呢是你必须要去你小朋友的儿科医生那里呢，他们会给你打这些疫苗。
OK, clinical, oh, Harrison's mommy, thank you.Clinical trials on kids under 12 not expected to start until late next year. Safe to assume we will remain blended in fall 2021. Okay, so maybe Huiling, why don't you translate what Harrison's mommy put down? Because that's really good information and I'll respond to that.
Okay, 然后这个家长呢其实说呢就是有关于这个疫苗，然后呢临床试验呢，对不对？他们说呢，是这些疫苗呢，对不对？是12岁以下的那些小朋友呢，是会到明年，就是说明年才会可以打 ，OK？ 然后呢，就是说如果呢 ，OK？ 然后呢，他说呢，你们可以就是说，就是说预定，说到明年。九月份呢，2021年呢，其实有可能呢，还是会像现在一样一半一半的混合学习，除非呢，有疫苗给小朋友打。
Okay, okay. As for us staying blended, I know the chancellor is really pushing 5 days. We really do not have the adults, to do 5 days. I don't, you know what, with the vaccine being available, like hopefully they will also have something for children. I can say it's safe to assume that we'll stay blended for the rest of the school year. Hoping not for the fall, because I think to salvage the economy, they really have to,open the schools full time. That's what I truly, truly believe. So let's just wait and see.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，就是说我们的教育局里面的就是局长呢，他们想我们学校开5天，然后其实呢，我们人手不够，真的开不了5天。然后呢，他说你现在呢，就是可以说，就是他现在可以跟你说的，就是说你现在可以预定说。我们的混合学习呢会持续到今年的6月。 六月底，然后我们真的非常的希望呢，他们的疫苗呢是可以给小朋友打，有疫苗给小朋友打，这样子九月份呢，我们就可以还就是复原原来上学的时间，因为呢我们的经济。如果学校没有开没有持续开五天的话呢，经济方面呢也会非常非常的困难，所以如果我们要有经济反弹的话呢，学校必须要完全的重开。
You know, I didn't plan for this to be a very long meeting. I just want to answer all your questions. If you think of any more questions, I do have another informational session. Ms. Lipsky, when? Tomorrow morning?
7:30 tomorrow morning.
7:30 tomorrow morning. I mean, we picked the times that we think would work for families. I'm fortunate I have staff that's willing to like come on later after hours and before hours. And I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for the staff that's on this informational session because they can really support me when they talk to families. Huiling?
OK, 校长说呢，其实这个会议呢，他没有想说是非常的长久的。其实这个会议呢，是解答你任何的问题的。如果你们没有问题的话呢，我们这个会议呢即将会结束了。如果你想到任何的会议的话呢，我们明天早上7:30呢还会有就是另外一个会议呢是可以给你参加去发问这些问题的。还有呢，就是校长说呢，他很幸运有就是有一般那个学校里面的老师跟工作人员呢，我们是可以在晚上这个时间呢来就是来就是帮助他呢来就是翻译啊，或者是解释任何东西给你们听啊，或者是早上早一点起来呢跟你们开会议的。
Okay, I want you to know that any point if there's any of this that you don't understand, email or school connects us.You know, we've been going over and over this, and sometimes we get kind of lost in trying to figure it out. So I have to ask other principals. So it's never an issue if you ask me the same thing over and over again. It is really complicated. So please, tomorrow morning we'll be back on if you think of more questions. If you can't log on, that's all good. School connects us, email us.If I don't respond, I might have missed it at this point. I have to say my eyesight is really going bad. Just like contact me again, Huiling.
Okay, 校长说呢OK, 校长说呢，如果你有任何不理解，在这个会议里面不理解任何的信息的话，没有关系，你只要发一个短信或者是信息呢，给校长或者是副校长呢，我们会重复那些资料的。有时因为呢，这个现在这个情况呢是非常的混乱了，所以呢，你如果有一些东西是不理解的话，没有关系，而且你想重新的发问的话呢，我们会在这里呢，尽量的尽我们最大的可能是解释给你们听。真实的情况，因为呢现在所有的情况都很混乱，所以有时候校长呢也要去咨询其他的校长，去看看他们的资讯是不是一致的。所以呢，如果你有任何的问题呢，不要觉得你是好像是麻烦了校长或者是副校长，没有关系的，我们在这里呢是尽量想帮助你们理解整个所有的情况的，所以你只要发一个信息呢给校长跟副校长，他们就会回复你了。
Okay, will there's one new message. Will vaccination be mandatory for school children to attend school? I don't know. I am thinking it probably will be, but that's all law and that's legal. Like, we don't know. We really have to wait and see. But with the seriousness of COVID, I do foresee that it will probably be mandatory.
Okay.这个家长问呢，说疫苗出的时候呢，那个会不会是就是强制性的呢？要每一位小朋友上学的小朋友呢去打这个疫苗的？然后校长说到目前为止，我们真的不知道答案是什么。可是因为基于新型冠状病毒的严重性，校长觉得呢是有可能会强制性叫每一个小朋友打了才可以上学，所以我们现在还不确定，可有可能哦。
Okay, please understand that's just what my thoughts are. They might not make it mandatory. Right now, like it's not mandatory for anybody to take the vaccination. It just depends on the situation and what they deem is,
OK, 校长说呢，他刚
That's word.
所以校长说呢，他刚刚跟你们分享的那一个他所说的有强制性打疫苗，其实是他个人的意见而已。所以说，其实我们刚刚也跟你讲了，其实我们现在没有人知道到底会不会强制性。现在的疫苗呢没有强制性，所以呢，刚刚跟你讲的那个有可能是纯粹出自他个人的意见而已。
Okay, I'm gonna let everybody go for dinner. Please be safe. Everybody's home tomorrow. All teaching, learning will be remote. I would love to give you a snow day so we could all play, but the mayor said no, no.
Okay, 校长说呢，这个会议即将结束了。然后呢，你他想提醒所有的家长，就是明天呢，明天因为天气的关系，因为下大雪，所以明天学校的那一栋大楼呢是没有敞开的，所有的学习呢即将在网上进行。所以呢，虽然呢他很想给小朋友放一天假，可是我们的教育局的局长他说不可以，所以呢他们还需要持续的上课，真的是太抱歉了。
All right, I'm gonna say good night to everybody. PS42 staff, if you could stay on.That would be wonderful, okay?
Okay. 校长说呢